You're listening to SBS News.
Paraguay's links with Germany have been strong since the end of the 19th century, but not always happy ones. It was a relatively common destination for leaders from Nazi Germany accused of war crimes after the Second World War, including the notorious Joseph Mengele. But now there's a new wave of migrants heading into Paraguay from Germany, some to escape COVID restrictions, but others say it's because they're uncomfortable with Muslim immigrants at home. The scene on the banks of the River Paraná in southern Paraguay is idyllic. It's easy to see why people would want to live there. There are three towns there, known as the United Colonies. At the entrance is a Bavarian-style archway with an inscription in German reading, "Feel like you are at home." These German settlements were established more than a century ago, but they've seen a huge surge in immigration in recent months. Michael Schwartz is an architect from Stuttgart in Germany.
We have a problem in Germany with the Muslima. Islam and vaccination is a big problem in this world, but it is not so easy to talk about this problem.
Mr. Schwartz moved to Paraguay in November and says he immigrated for the sunshine and fresh air, but he admits Germany's strict COVID regulations were also a factor. He is unvaccinated, like many of the new arrivals.
The methods are the problem, not the pandemic or corona is not the problem, because what they do is wrong. I don't do it because there are many questions. People have problems with this vaccination.
Stefan and Teresa Hausen and their two-year-old Ella arrived in Paraguay last November.
It's these continuous restrictions that left us dumbfounded. That was the final straw.
Das fast zum Überlaufen gebracht, ja.
But there is trouble in Paraguay. The local mayor says many of the newcomers have worrying misconceptions about the country.
La mayoría... The majority entering now are not vaccinated, and the local people are concerned because so many lives have already been lost due to the pandemic. They have to know that they come to a place where there is legislation, and it is not that there are no restrictions.
But it's not just the pandemic driving this new wave of immigration. Since 2015, around 1.5 million migrants and refugees have settled in Germany, many of whom practice Islam. Teresa Hausen says this system is unfair.
I think we should have more regulated immigration. You need to have a plan for how many are allowed in. We need to have a say in this.
Paraguay has a long history of receiving immigrants, and local people here say the new arrivals are welcome. But any sort of prejudice is not. Alan Lee, SBS News.